Hi everyone, this is your host, Sam, and you're listening to Wiccan Witch of the South. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast, and welcome back me. If you are curious as to where I've been for the past month and a half, I have a whole bonus episode about that. So if you're curious as to where I was, what was going on while I was gone, I did that all in a separate episode. I didn't want it to interfere with our normal episodes. So I just released that one yesterday just to kind of give everybody who wanted an explanation of what was going on the ability to find out and listen to that. So if you're interested, go listen to the bonus episode that was released yesterday. But now we'll get right into what we were going to talk about today, which is Wicca by Harmony Nice, A Modern Guide to Witchcraft and Magic. So Wicca by Harmony Nice was published in 2019. I ran across it in a bookstore one day and picked it up and didn't really read it until recently. By that point, I had already been interested in the Wiccan faith, so I had a little bit more knowledge about it going into the book. However, I did know about Harmony Nice before reading her book. So she is a well-known Wiccan YouTuber, if you don't know. I used to watch her videos when I first got started into witchcraft. I found them to be very useful. But I'd never read her book when I was watching her videos. So prior to that, I really only knew her from YouTube. I didn't know her from her book. So I want to talk about what she did right before I go into what I found to be wrong with the book. And I don't necessarily say wrong because it's not like she gets any of her information wrong. It's just more so that I didn't feel that there was enough meat in the book for me to feel comfortable with completely recommending it to other people. So the first thing I want to say that she did right was I liked the fact that she did in the very beginning separate out the difference between Wicca, witchcraft, and paganism. I think that that is something that does tend to get mixed up when new witches come into witchcraft. So I really applaud her for trying to make that distinction right off the bat. I think that was a good thing that she did. The other thing that I liked is that she did get into a lot of detail regarding correspondence with colors and crystals and herbs. She went into astrology a little bit. So I don't really want to like immediately jump into all the things that I thought that was wrong with the book. But one of the things that irked me was the astrology piece. Her explanations of each of the signs were incredibly stereotypical. Surprisingly, though, her description of the Gemini was actually not negative, which I was like, wow, either she must be best friends with the Gemini or she must be Gemini herself. I'm not actually sure if she is or not, but her description was really pleasant. And I was like, wow, she didn't call us two-faced. That's kind of crazy. But there were some of them that like, with like Virgo, for example, she kind of made them sound like tight asses, which I'm like, most of the Virgos I know are not tight asses in the slightest, at least when it comes to like organization. I think that's kind of a stereotype, and I don't see that in every Virgo that I meet. A lot of Virgos actually I know are quite messy people in a lot of aspects of their life. So that kind of bothered me a little bit. Very generalized, stereotypical descriptions of the signs. But she did kind of get into correspondence with like herbs and colors and gemstones and crystals and stuff with the zodiac signs. So I thought that was neat. You know, I love to see, for example, for me, I know I've seen a lot of people talk about how lavender is like one of the associations with Gemini, and I love anything lavender scented. So I find that hilarious. But I think she did good with that aspect of the astrology chapter. I enjoyed her talking about what to do if you're a witch who lives in the city. I think that was good. She talked a lot about gardening in particular. I know for me, for example, I kind of live on the cusp of the city versus the county. And so here in the States, it's kind of like rural area versus like big city area. And I mean, yeah, gardening is kind of hard when you live in somewhere like, say, New York, where there's a lot of air pollution. And I think she was kind of coming from that perspective. And obviously, she's going to write this book in a way that makes sense to her and her practice and what she's done. I think it was very centered in the way that she practiced Wicca, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. However, I'll kind of get into why I see that being an issue kind of later on. But she included the witch's alphabet, which I thought was very fascinating. I don't actually see that used a lot, especially in a lot of new witches practice. I don't see the witch's alphabet used very often. I'm not saying it's not used. I'm just saying I don't see it on social media. I don't interact with a lot of witches in my day to day. I'm kind of, solo in the sense that like the 99.9% of the people I hang out with are not witches. So on my day to day. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I did find it nice that she did talk about, what to do when someone, doesn't really understand your practice or your faith. Personally, I did kind of feel like she pushed to be open about it. I'm of the mindset that it's really none of anybody's business what your religion is. In fact, I actually prefer if people don't tell me what they believe. So, and I mean that across the board. Like I don't care if someone is a Christian. I don't care if someone is a Buddhist or a Wiccan themselves. I really don't care. Because my religion is personal to me, my faith is personal to me, and it should be personal to everybody else. And I am not interested in knowing what you believe personally to get you through the day. I just don't think that's any of my business, and I don't think it's any of anybody else's business. But if you're the kind of person that likes to be open about that kind of thing, I mean, she does kind of get into what to do, and how to approach it, and she does talk about how the fact that sometimes there will be people in your life that we're not going to understand, and sometimes you just have to, you have to get that. And so I think that was good, that she talked about that. She also went into a lot of different details about finding a coven, if that's something that you're interested in. I found it interesting as I believe she is a an eclectic, solitary Wiccan. That she talked about finding a coven. But again, I kind of went into this kind of thinking that it was going to be specifically about her personal path, and it was. So she did kind of list some resources on how you can find a coven if that's something that you're interested in. But other than that, that was kind of where her strong suits were in the book, and I feel like a lot of it is kind of, for the lack of a better term, kind of the basic information that you can get just doing a quick Google search. It's nice to have it all in one place, and I think, if this was something you were going to use as reference for the correspondences, I think that's perfectly fine. I think she did a good job. Her Wiccan holidays in Will of the Year chapter was really well done. But again, that's a lot of basic information that you can kind of find online. However, I think she did a good job with that. I think she explained it really well. I think the way that she did it with having like a lot of the correspondences and stuff kind of listed out, that was really cool. I liked that. She did really good with that. She had like list of like food and drink you could have on each Sabbath. She did kind of go into the, and I'm gonna butcher this, the Ibaths, So she the moon holidays. So she went into those as well, and she did a good job with that. But again, it's just kind of information that you can kind of get offline. But it just in one clear, concise place. I think that was really good. The only thing really that I got out of the book that was new to me, was I kind of have always cast a circle in a very different way. And so the way that she did it was calling upon the elements, which is very traditional. And that was something that I just didn't really do, and I kind of wanted to start doing. So I did use the way that she called upon the four elements and spirit. And so that was basically the only thing that I really got out of the book that was completely new to me. But however, like I said, all the information that she provides, I think was good. She did a chapter on deities that was also pretty well done. Just kind of listing different aspects of the deities. Obviously, if you want more information about all of the deities, my recommendation would be to go find books about those particular deities and pantheons. I think that would be a better place to get more information about those pantheons. However, I think she did a good job in just kind of, listing them out and giving people sort of a push off for deity work. I thought that was interesting. And I know she got criticized for this, but I actually did like her chapter on why do you explore Wicca, and what are the benefits in kind of following that particular path. I liked it. I think that people find a lot of solace in religion and faith, and I think talking about the mental health benefits was a good thing, because honestly, for me personally, changing religions from an evangelical one to a more nature-based pagan faith helped me a lot in a personal sense. Before I, didn't have a lot of self-esteem, and I didn't really think very highly of myself, and I was very negative. And so changing over to Wicca for me personally did kind of make me see that everybody is connected, and my actions, have a direct effect on other people. It sort of showed me a bigger picture of my place in the world. And I wouldn't have had that had it not been for changing my religion. So I think that even though she got a lot of criticism from the reviews that I was reading about the book, I didn't mind that. I think that was a good thing to talk about. I also liked the fact that she went into the different paths of Wicca. I kind of see it as like denominations. If you're someone who has come from a Christian-based religion, you'll kind of know what I'm talking about, where you have like, your Baptist and your Calvinist and your, Presbyterians and all that, right? Wicca kind of to me is very similar in that there's a lot of people who have different beliefs within the Wiccan faith in of itself. So I was glad that she put that in there. I think that does kind of help break the stereotype that we're kind of all the same way, because when I went into this, I kind of thought there was just one type of Wiccan and that was it. And Wiccan was just that was the religion itself, and that there wasn't subsects of the religion that had different belief systems, and you can kind of find the one that works for you rather than solely going after one particular subsect or path. Because when I first started really researching Wicca, there was a particular priestess from a particular type of path that I did not care for her opinions, and it really turned me off from Wicca for a long time until I found eclectic Wicca, and particularly the teachings of the Eclectic Church of Wicca. So I was glad that she included that in there, because I think that that will help clarify some things, you know, for people who are maybe just getting into Wicca, that they don't have to feel like they are shoehorned into just one belief system, that you do actually have the ability to choose kind of where you want to go. So I think that was good. So now I'd like to talk about the bad. So for me personally, I didn't really like the fact that she didn't really talk about the Wiccan religion in detail. It was very glossed over, a very basic viewpoint. Almost like if you were trying to describe Wicca to a friend of yours, like somebody's like, "Oh, you're Wiccan, you know, what's that all about?" And then you give them this very basic explanation of what Wicca is so that they'll stop bugging you. That's what it felt like to me. And that's not what I want out of a book. When I read a book, particularly about a religion, I want to know details. I want, you know, information. I want to learn more. And I really feel like that this was a very basic, glossed over view of Wicca as a religion and of itself. I think she could have gotten more into Wiccan beliefs. There have been some books that I have read in the past that I found to be more useful in that sense. One of them being The Wicca Bible by Anne Marie Gallinger. I believe I'm saying her last name right. But she gets into a lot of the details behind the Wiccan faith, like what we believe about the afterlife. That was not talked at all in Wicca by Harmony Nice. So just like aspects of the religion that are kind of important, in my opinion. I mean, if you're going to get into a religion, I feel like you need to know what you're getting into. It was almost like she was more talking about witchcraft and then being like, yeah, Wicca does this too, more so than talking about the religion itself. And while, like I said, a lot of the things that she covered, I think, are very good basic things that you need to know when starting out in the path of witchcraft, I don't think that this book should have been called Wicca because she didn't really talk about Wicca in detail. I mean, she only has about maybe not even really 8 chapters because, like, her first part, she does the book in parts. The first part where she starts talking about what is Wicca, I mean, really, she only had about 3 chapters that cover the actual aspects of the religion. And there's 8 chapters in part one of what is Wicca. So that was an issue that I had. But other than that, I mean, kind of going back to, like I said, the fact that she only had, you know, 3 out of 8 chapters in her part one about what is Wicca were actually about Wicca. The organization of the chapters is kind of weird, and I didn't really notice this until I started looking at the contents page, but she's kind of all over the place. Because I don't really sit down and like read a book like, you know, from front to cover or cover to back in one sitting. I don't really notice these things until like afterwards, and so looking at the contents page, I mean, it's just kind of all over the place. Like, she starts talking about divination within the second chapter, and then jumps into nature, then jumps into the threefold law, and then back into magic. It doesn't make any sense. Like, to me, she could have had chapters 1, 4, and 6 all in one part. And then put the other ones in like a different part, probably part 3, honestly, when she starts talking about how to get started. That being said, that was one of the weirdest things about this book, was that she just, the organization is incredibly strange. So I don't really know what she was going for here. Also, like, divination, it's not really it's not really a massive part of Wicca. I mean, to be honest, like a lot of people do get into witchcraft through divination practices, like tarot. For me personally, that was how I kind of started off, but I wouldn't include that in the very first thing that I would say when talking about Wicca. I also don't think that she needed five chapters on why to explore Wicca. I feel like part two could have been its own chapter in of itself. I don't think it needed five separate chapters. I especially don't think that chapter 13, which is kindness, needed its own chapter. I thought that was kind of odd. I think that she could have combined a lot of those. And again, going back to it being sort of disorganized, like meditation to me, I get where she's going when she put it in part two, but I also don't really understand why she couldn't have included it in sort of the how to get started part. But I don't know, it blows my mind, like just looking, I have the contents page pulled out in front of me just to kind of give myself some reference, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't understand. I don't get it. I'm finding more things that I really don't understand. I would also say that another weird aspect of this book is how little of spells she has in it. It being a book about witchcraft, you think that she would have far more spells than just a few listed in there. Maybe she just kind of wanted enough for people to get started. Honestly, I feel like she could have filled up more pages with more spell work than some of the other chapters that she ended up using in the book. But so that was a little weird to me as well. That struck me as odd. So yeah, overall, I mean, honestly, my biggest critique of the book is it's a book called Wicca, and there's not a really a lot about Wiccan, like the Wiccan religion. There's not a lot about the faith. So that just kind of didn't make any sense to me. Like reading the book, when I got done with the chapters that were about the religion, and then we started getting to all the other things, I was just kind of like, okay, that was really short. Like we just glossed over that. Which is odd to me. It was incredibly odd to me. So, in conclusion, would I recommend this book to anybody? I would say to an extent. Like, I think if you're somebody who is wanting to add another book about Wicca to their arsenal, especially if you want something that kind of has like a lot of the correspondences in one place, I think that she did a very good job with that. So I would recommend it on that front. If you're a fan of Harmony Nice, I think I would definitely recommend this book, as it does show a lot of about her personal practice. So if you're interested in her, I feel like you probably would be interested in the book. However, if you're somebody who has been practicing for a while, or you're somebody who wants to dive further into Wicca, I don't think this book would be for you. I think there are a lot of authors who get more in detail about the different Wicca paths and the religion as a whole. I think it would be better to find a book that was more about the history of Wicca than reading her book for that purpose. And some of the reason I say that is because her resources that she lists in the back of the book, and I don't know if this was the only references that she used, but the books that she lists four books by Scott Cunningham and one book by another author who I'm not completely familiar with, but she lists like just four books and a lot of like YouTubers and Instagrammers. And while, you know, I think that that's a good place sometimes to get your information, I think there's a lot of value I think we've lost as a society in books in of itself. And the fact that her resources were not exactly diverse kind of irks me a little bit. I read a lot of stuff, even by authors that I probably wouldn't 100% agree with most of the time. I try to be diverse in the amount of knowledge that I take in. I don't always want to have a yes man, somebody who completely agrees with me on everything that I believe in my faith. I don't believe that's a smart thing to do. I think it's important to go out and find different viewpoints and, you know, analyze it and see it for what it is and go, okay, does this apply to me? And I just don't see that in her references. So that kind of bothered me a little bit. But overall, I think this book was really written with a young witch in mind. To me, it does kind of give off the vibe of a, like, this would be a great book to give, like, your kid, right? So if you're somebody who practices Wicca yourself, giving this to your kid to read, if they're more interested in learning more about the faith, I think that's perfectly fine. I actually think it would be a wonderful tool to teach Wicca and witchcraft to a younger generation. But if it's your kid and you're a practicing witch, I feel like you're already going to have laid the groundwork for the Wiccan faith that is not listed in here. And so that's kind of why I'm saying I think it would be really good as a teaching tool for young kids and teenagers who are maybe interested in the faith. So that's who I would recommend this book to. If it were me and I had children, I would definitely let them read this book. I think it was very well done in that aspect. And I think it would be a useful teaching tool. However, if they had more questions past that point, there probably would be other books that I would recommend for them to continue their learning. It sets a very nice foundation, but it's not a lot to go off of. And I think that it needed more information to be more encompassing of the faith. So I hope that didn't come across as too negative. I wanted to give my honest opinion of the book, and unfortunately, that was my honest opinion. The whole point of me doing these book reviews, like I had mentioned in the bonus episode, is I want to give people the opportunity to hear about a book before they consider buying it. I know for me, it's very important to kind of know whether a book is going to apply to something that I want to know about, or if it's, you know, something that I already have a lot of information on. I don't want to buy a book that has a lot of basic information that I already know about. I do have a lot of books that are very basic and that have a lot of the correspondences and basic rules to witchcraft and things like that. And so it gets to a point where you don't want to continue buying books that have very simplistic descriptions of things. You kind of want something with more meat, or maybe something that is a completely new idea that you've never even thought about before. So the whole point of me doing these is to give people an opportunity to listen and figure out whether they would want to buy the book themselves. But yeah, I'm happy to be back. Happy to be recording again. I've missed everyone so much. Thank you to all the people that, you know, messaged me and wished me well and, you know, told me that they loved the podcast and everything while I was away. I really appreciate all that. If you want to get connected to me, you can find me on Instagram at underscore Wiccan Witch of the South underscore, and you can email me at my business email, which is wiccanwitchofthesouthpod@gmail.com. That is wiccanwitchofthesouthpod, POD, at gmail.com. I may be getting a Twitter soon. I discussed that previously in the bonus episode. So if y'all want to connect with me on Twitter, eventually I'm going to get a Twitter. So I don't know when that will be, but I will try to get more social media. I feel bad for all the people that don't follow me on social media or don't have, Instagram, because that was kind of where I was keeping a lot of people up to date on the fact that I was not dead. I was very much alive, just not recording and not posting episodes. I do a lot of engagement on Instagram. So if you are interested in, kind of interacting with me more, I'm pretty active on there. I try to be. Obviously, with my health being what it was, I wasn't as active. But I'm gonna try to be more active, moving forward, like I was previously. So if you want to engage with me or DM me, I do respond to DMs on Instagram. So that's a great place to connect with me. But I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Until next time, blessed be.